Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Mike Ryan. I'm with Curve, a partner with Moshe Weitzman, and we specialize in data migration. We originally developed the Migrate module. Well, the original story, the genesis, was actually a Drupal meetup in Boston. Someone had come to the meetup with their problems of trying to figure out how to get all this legacy content into Drupal, and Moshe just looked across the table at me and said, you know, there's an opportunity here because nobody wants to deal with the old data. It's an ugly job. Someone's got to do it. So we went ahead and decided to start doing it. So we basically started, I took node import as a starting point and generalized it, sort of built the hooks to define different kinds of destinations for migration, users, comments, or whatever custom tables you might have in a project. A lot of the initial development for Migrate version 1 was done for the Genome website, and then further refinement with the economist.com. And given all that experience, we now see that we should take an entirely different approach, which we are with examiner.com, which is being developed for Drupal 7. So we have totally started over from scratch. It's now an object-oriented API. It has some inspiration from Views and from Feeds API. And it's much more flexible. Migrate 1.0 was entirely dependent on Views. It seemed kind of cool and neat, made it easy for you to form your incoming data, but it did require you to import everything into MySQL first. And that's not always convenient. It's an unnecessary extra step. So with the new version, we are divorced from Views. Once Views is on D7, we will have an input plugin for Views. But right now, we'll take raw data. It can be in MySQL or any of PDO-compatible database that is supported by Drupal. You can define any sort of source you want. And actually, for this project, the source data is in Microsoft SQL Server, which does not have a PDO driver. So we've built a source driver for Migrate that uses SQL Server, and it's working very well. And it's nice to avoid these sort of bulk copies or even worse, these synchronization scripts we had with The Economist that was synchronizing Oracle data into MySQL from which we would use the Views, blah, blah, blah. We're very happy with the way it's going. And Drupal 7 is so helpful with the new Entity API and the Field API. It makes the destination side much more consistent. That saved us a lot of work compared to Migrate 1.
So it seems like a year ago at DrupalCon DC, you had just released the Migrate and Table Wizard module for Drupal 6 and, you know, have gone through additional open development on that. It's sort of like the company jewels of the migration tools. But, you know, now that you're focusing more on Drupal 7, it sounds like you're going to kind of let that 6.x branch of that exist, and then you're moving on to the 7 branch? Is that what you're focusing on?
Well, we're going to let Migrate 1.0 die a natural death, and we'll support and fix bugs in it. But I think the new architecture is so much superior that if and when we get a Drupal 6 migration project, we'll backport Migrate 2.0 from Drupal 7 to Drupal 6.
I see. So it's sort of the natural progression of sometimes in coding and solving an open problem, you come up with a solution that you run into too many limitations, and now you're sort of moving on.
Yeah, you build the first one to throw away.
Right. So what's sort of next on the horizon then for the Migrate module in Drupal 7? When can we start seeing sort of like the first, is there a release for that, or what's sort of the plan for that?
We're not quite up to alpha along the same lines of building one to throw away, the first project that you build for, you're not quite general enough. It'll be the second project where we really see how the API should really, to really make it consistent and flexible. And also, because it's being developed in the heat of battle here, there's sort of elements are getting thrown in without the wider view, and we need to, at the end of this project, sort of step back and sort of make sure that the API is reasonably clean.
And so finally, data migration is one of those issues where not a lot of people are really wanting to deal with it at all, and Curve is kind of carving the space out for yourself to really start dealing with that. But at the same time, there's a lot of Drupal sites out there. So maybe you could talk about like the challenges of data migration and some of the lessons that you've learned along the way.
Well, actually, the biggest challenges are more on the human side, trying to find the people at the client who understand the old data and trying to get their attention, because everyone's all excited about the new features in Drupal and so forth. And one of the big things we're doing with Migrate 2.0 actually is sort of building in more tools for keeping track of mapping decisions that have been made. We now have each thing that is being migrated has a migration object. So your photo nodes are one migration object. There's a user migration object you declare, and each of them has attached to it the people involved. And they can be classified as, say, the product owner or the owner on the client side. There's the developers and so forth. And we haven't built it yet, but we are going to build in notifications. And the code is actually querying, keeping track of, say, destination fields. So if someone adds a new field to that node that you're migrating into, that turns on a red flag in the Migrate UI. So you see that, and you can go bug the client and ask them, well, or actually bug the site builders, ask them, what's this new field? Do we have to migrate something into it or not? And if so, what?
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Thank you.